Oh, bother. Christopher Robin has left his computer, but it's locked. So, I'm going to try and do some. I'm going to try and unlock Christopher Robin's computer. Maybe his password is honey. Oh, bother. That's not Christopher Robin's password. Maybe his password is silly. Oh, bear. Oh, bother. It says that password is incorrect. I don't know. Maybe Christopher Robin changed his password to honey pot. Oh, bother. Come on, please. Think. Oh, my sticky fingers have been left on the keys. I've got to get a hold of Rabbit's recipe. I need to get into this computer. What would his password be? Rabbit is a bitch. Oh, bother, none of these passwords seem to be working. I just found out Winnie the Pooh has been listed on public domain. I need to go into the public domain website and change the passwords. I think their password would be Winnie the Pooh is cool. Wrong. Oh dear. Oh dear. What else could this password be? Daily dumbass with dipshit Dow is cool. And we're in.
This is Daily Dumbass. I'm Dipshit Dal, and today I wanted to talk about a possibility that is, I don't know. I think it'd be pretty strange if it did happen. Rumor has it that the presidential candidate for Libertarian Party is going to be comedian slash podcast host Dave Smith. Dave Smith is a co-host on the Legions of Skank podcast. He is the host of the political podcast, Part of the Problem. And as he says on Part of the Problem, he is the libertarian Tupac. So if he did run as the Libertarian Party, I think that he's got a possible chance of the third political party actually gaining some ground rules because of everyone being tired of the back and forth between everything, and he's not someone who's gonna be censored on it. Like, he's gonna call out bullshit on debates and stuff like that. He's been on Rogan probably like 6 or 7 times, I believe. And if he was to be on there, it would kind of just cause an uproar with what they had going on, I think, because it's going to get a whole different group of people interested in voting and speaking up. And the platforms that he's on is not Fox and CNN, you know, it's Spotify, and easily could go back onto Rogan, where he would get 3 million views. No, sorry about that. 11 million views per just that episode on Rogan, compared to being on CNN or Fox and getting 3 million, maybe 9 million combined. And all those eyes are withering away in retirement homes, hospitals, or it's just TVs that are on in the airport. So that's where they're getting their ratings whenever the other ratings, such as podcasts, is actual, you know, people listening. So I think it will cause a real uproar in politics and on the 2024, because it's basically going to be like a down the middle sort of zigging and zagging on, well, are you gonna want the other guy? Are you gonna want Sleepy? Or are you gonna want this libertarian Tupac who is just, yeah, he's a comedian, but I mean, does that mean that he doesn't know some of the shit and that he hasn't looked into it and have his different points? Also, being the president, he wouldn't be able to make major changes, but he's also aware of that. I just think that all the skanks that listen to Legion of Skanks, it would get them out there, or it would get a whole different perspective into towards politics, and the media wouldn't have to dig far to be able to find clickbait material. If he was able to be elected just as their candidate running, he would end up getting a lot of people to talk about him. So much so that they'll end up talking about him to the point to where they're gonna start digging up stuff that he said. And the man is on a podcast called The Legion of Skanks. He's a stand-up comedian who happened to have fallen into the political realm and researching that and, learning about that, and now wants to swing towards political stuff. I mean, it's not gonna be some far-fetched thing that they're gonna have to dig far on Gas Digital Network to find something that he said. They're gonna have to dig far on a bit that he's done. And the funny thing is about it is all these cancer or cancel the cancel cancer is gonna try and come in and attack him, and he's just gonna be like, yeah. And it was to make people laugh, and it's just gonna be they're gonna try and do some sort of shit to kind of Fandango it where he's not a valid candidate, but it's not gonna be able to really go too far because I mean, he's a comedian, and just if his points line up directly, then I think that it's gonna be more of a different spectrum of people voting and a switch on how stuff could go. It could be that I'm wrong on this, but I just don't think that in 2024 people are going to necessarily be going for your traditional politicians whenever they've been seeing that conspiracy theorists have been right on 90% of the shit that they've said could happen, would happen, and maybe everyone else will kind of wake up. I don't want everyone to get woke, but everyone needs to wake up, and there's a difference. But it'd be interesting to see a switch up, a different narrative of we're in 2022, so that means that they're going to start announcing who's going to be running, and then next year that's going to be the highlight of the thing, and then in 2024 that's all we're going to hear about. So I just wanted to put my thoughts out there on this, is that if the comedian Dave Smith ran for president, it'd be interesting because the debates that he'd be able to do on Rogan against different people, I think that the 2024 it's gonna have a lot more play out on these podcast platforms. So that's what I'm thinking, is that people aren't necessarily getting all their news from the news anymore, but these long format shows where people are able to talk and debate out their options, or not come to a you, they could either come to an agreement or not come to an agreement. But podcast is where I think the next debates are going to be at. I don't think there's really a chance that Sleepy Joe will make it that far. They might be able to keep him pumped with Adderall and maybe the super soldier, serum is what they're giving to him. But I think whenever it comes to the 2024, that it's going to be a big shakeup, and that's my prediction on that one. And I guess that's enough ranting on that. I'm gonna now go into the boring, I guess before the silly old bear thing, I should have done a disclaimer that this is basically just gonna be a boring political Nostradamus or a sort of financial Nostradamus type rant. I'm just kind of predicting some shit. I'm not positive if one of the episodes I have in the vault is just sitting there with this prediction that Nostradamus had. Nostradamus is a dipshit doll. But if I didn't publish, or was it post, whatever, however they phrase it on Anchor, if I didn't upload to the ether the episode where I said that I think Zanga would be a good stock to look into, well, that is actually the case, because whenever I had said that, Zanga was sitting at about $6.30 a share, and since then it has hopped up a whopping 50%. So now it is up to $9.16. Zynga's the Facebook game. Basically, most of the games you're playing on Facebook's a Zynga thing. So Facebook doing Metaverse, Zynga's gonna be kind of all over that. They also just signed a deal with the creators of Grand Theft Auto, which means we could be getting the mobile versions of Grand Theft Auto, and if it's on a Zynga thing, they're usually free to play. And Zynga is known for their games such as Farmville. And they actually started out as a poker game, and they became Facebook's first online poker game. And they were one of the first places to suggest the idea of in-app purchasing, and the creator of Zynga actually had went to Steve Jobs and said that he believed that they should incorporate a IAP, or the in-app purchasing option, and Steve Jobs told him that that was a stupid idea and that that would never catch on. So fuck you, Steve Jobs, on that one is what that guy probably has to say. No one's ever gonna buy in-app purchase. Okay. All right, Apple. See that? Even a genius is wrong every now and then. I don't even know if he was a genius. He could have stole his information. But yeah, check out Zynga. It could be on a good run. And also, like I keep on saying, I've heard it on Cash Daddy, so I'm not the one who came up with it. Ford is also, it's built Ford tough. And if the electric F-150 is a hit, which I think it will be, that's gonna be it's gonna be a hell of a run that they have. So, that's my advice, is to hop into Zynga, currently less than $10 a share, and hop into Ford. Ford. I don't know why I want to keep on singing like a rock. I know that's the wrong truck. But Ford's currently at 2461. So that's what I have to say about those. And then on a crypto aspect, I would say BSV, I think, will be a good one. I know I've done episodes where I said Shiba Inu, but honestly, I got some Shiba sitting in one account, and I'm not really gonna touch it. Whatever. But BSV, I think, might end up popping. It's currently at 113 per coin, which is Bitcoin Satoshi's vision. And if the verdict came out from the Florida case stating that Craig White, I believe, is Satoshi Nakamoto, then one of his big things that he's working on is the BSV. And I think that if he does end up having to move that 50 million or whatever he's got in Bitcoin, I think he's going to move it to BSV or something like that. So I think BSV might pop. It might not. That crypto's tricky thing. But yeah, that's what I got to say on all of those fronts. And I don't know. This is season 2, episode 3. Trying to keep track of them, but there's really no telling. The last episode I did was talking about Always Sunny in Philadelphia season 1. So next episode's probably going to be me talking about Always Sunny season 2. And that's all I got. I don't really ever have endings. I always just end it. So end it.
Dumbass. 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 You're a little dipshit. You're a little dipshit. You're a little dipshit. Dumbass. Dumbass. Dumbass.